Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to make it this far. And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit. And I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much. I didn't have words to say, but even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you. I've seen, and all the moments I know, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you for my life. And I've watched you take my family from there to here. And when times were a little rough, God, I know you were near. Thank you, Jesus. And the moments I thought I'd fail, I was reminded of your nails. So I held on. And if I never live to see another day, there's nothing I would change or take away. I've had so many ups that they far outweigh my downs. Lord, I thank you for my life, for my life. Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen. Lord, I know I almost went crazy. Whoa, but I'm still here. Oh, with my life. So, for my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you. You kept me, yes, Lord, it was you who kept me. So I thank you, Jesus, for my life. It may not be all that I'd hope for, and every dream has not yet been realized. But to see your face one day, God, I know it's all gonna be worth it. Yeah, yeah, Lord. So I thank you for every mountain, every valley, God, everything that you've brought me through. Thank you for. I know it was you, God. I just wanna take the time to say thank you, Jesus, for my life.
My life. Wow. Wow. God bless you on today. That is a wonderful, wonderful ministry song. I tell you, that song ministered to you from a place deep down in your soul. Amen. Thanking God for our lives. I wonder how many today. It's thanking God for their life. I know this is a holiday. This is Martin Luther King's celebration of his birth. His birthday was the 15th. But the nation had written it into law that they would celebrate it every third Monday. And also what's written in Congress is that every third Monday in an inaugural year, the president will be sworn in. So we got a twofold celebration today. The president was sworn in today, the third Monday in the new year of 2013, to do another four-year term. Amen, amen. You know, many people aren't pleased. Some are pleased. You know, we move by what pleases us. You know, you have special teams that you get excited about, and somebody else may not like the team that you get excited about. But I believe everything happens with a purpose. I believe, and I know, in Ecclesiastes said there's a time and a purpose for everything. Amen. Amen. So once again, we greet you in the matchless name of Jesus. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We air Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, we are on Saturday morning at 5 a.m. Pacific Time, and that's 8 a.m. Eastern Time. And the host of that segment is Minister Billy Burns, and that segment is called They Overcame. So make some sacrifices and get up if you have a powerful testimony that you would like to share with our listeners and our audience. Amen. And also on Sunday morning, we have early morning prayer at 7 o'clock a.m. up until 7:30. We try to do about 30 minutes of corporate prayer. Amen. I wasn't looking to see too many people on the line, but again, this is an obligation. This is an assignment for me, and I take it very, very seriously. I know some are off work, and some are at parades, Martin Luther King celebration parades. Some are sitting down watching the inauguration festivities and doing other things, and God bless you. But I have a mandate to get on this broadcast, and I'm not going to disappoint the Lord because he won't disappoint me. Therefore, whatever he gives us to do, we need to be diligent in doing that. So happy to see Evangelist Kinnaman with us on today, and I'm going to ask her to open up with the word of prayer, and we're going to give you what the Lord has been dealing with me on this week, and I was not sure of who would be on the line, as I'm not sure every day from one day to the other who tune in. But the Lord knows. Amen. So I'm going to ask Evangelist Kinnaman to open up with the word of prayer, and I'm glad I see her. She's a fireball, and she's a witness for Christ. Amen. So she don't mind getting in here because she knows this word. See, this word has to be in your belly. It has to be your life. Hey, amen. Amen. So God bless you, Evangelist Kinnaman. Good seeing you on today. How are you today?
Oh, praise God. I just thank God for a new day.
A new
mercy today we never seen before.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just because of his mercy we are here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you, God, humbly we know how. And, Lord, we know you hold the future in our hands. Lord, you know, we know that, God, there's no other name above your name. And, God, you said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, we honor your name. Lord, we love you, God, because you first loved us. When we was lost in sin, God, oh, Jesus, you died for us. You took our place. And God, just thank you for your mercy. Thank you, God, for your great love you shed upon us, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. When we were sleeping last night, God, you woke us up with a finger of love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you, Lord. We don't take it for granted, God, because we're here. God, we thank you, God. Because you is God Almighty, all powerful, all knowing. Lord, we know you do things according to your will. And Lord, we know that God, you're in control of every situation, everything going on in our life. Lord, we thank you. We say give thanks in everything. Because this is the will of God concerning us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, have a mind to praise you, have a mind to glorify you, a mind to lift your name up, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for all you done and what you're going to do in 2013, God. We thank you, God, for the requests we have before you, God, that we know you're going to answer every one of those questions. We thank you, God, because God is a God that you should not lie. You're the God, what you said, you promised, you would do it. And God, we thank you, God, because we can depend on you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Me didn't let you down, but God, you say, God, you're the God of the universe. God, you're the God of every little God. And God, we thank you, God, because I truly are here. We lifting up our eyes unto you, God, and we know our help comes from you today. And God, I thank you, Jesus, what you're doing. Lord Jesus, we shutting down this flesh, and God, we want more of you, God. We want to see you, God, in your gloriousness, in your holiness. God, Jesus, hallelujah. And God, we want to be obedient to your word. Hallelujah. And Jesus has blessed your people everywhere. The sound of my voice. You know the needs of the people, God. Some of them may be going through hardship. Some of them may be going through bereaving family. Some of them may be don't have a job today, God. But God, Jesus, you are the sustainer today. You
need
me, God. Hallelujah. God, I thank you. Oh, God, just continue your people mightily, God, for your glory and for your honor and for your praise. In the name of Jesus, continue, Lord, to bless your people. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Kinnaman. I appreciate you. I want to just say happy belated birthday to my sister, Dawn. God bless you, Dawn. Are you off today?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, God bless you. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Good to see you on the line. You had a wonderful birthday?
It was all right.
It was all right. You're still here, so you can say, I'm still standing, so I'm here.
And God has blessed me, so I've been blessed, truly blessed. Oh, he blessed me so good. He blessed me every day, but he blessed me. My legs hurt me every day, but he enabled me to get up and go to work every day. I thank him. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I give all the glory go to God, because it's not me, because it's God, because I couldn't do it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for being a wonderful supporter of this broadcast. Thank you so very, very much. God bless you. You know, I know as your birthdays don't mean as much to us as we get up in age, as they mean to the younger people. But God bless you. So we're going to go forward today, and I'm glad Evangelist Kinnaman on the line, and, you know, she can come on forward with us as we go forward with what the Lord has given us. We've been talking, and our destiny focus has been for the past 2 weeks. We talked about the benefits of fasting and prayer.
as we began to bring the different speakers on that came on and blessed us with the word, we heard about fasting, we heard about prayer, we heard about denying ourselves, what about mortifying these members and crucifying the flesh, we heard about the toxins that's in our body, we heard about God honor fasting, even if you're not a believer, if you make some sacrifices, God sees that. So we talked about all those benefits of fasting and prayer, and just want to thank all of you all that have embarked upon this 21-day fast. We're on our 15th day today. We're coming off on Sunday. I think I'll go a little bit further because I feel so good down in my spirit, physically and spiritual. I feel great. I feel great, and it's doing something for me. I don't know about you all, but it is doing something for me. So as I begin to just meditate and spend a little time with the Lord, I was seeking him on what can we focus on? What can we talk about and give our listeners this week and have the different ones to come on and speak, Lord God? And so, you know, the Lord took me to the book of Acts, and he said, talk about the Acts of the Apostles. I said, well, my God, Lord, we'll be on this a long time because there are 28 chapters in the book of Acts. But that's what he spoke in my spirit on Saturday. And I was kind of wrestling with it. I said, Lord, this is going to be in debt. This is going to be in debt. And so as I got up this morning, I was trying to work it out and see if, Lord, is this what you really want us to embark upon? Then all I can do is say yes. And, you know, as I began to study this morning, I could not get away from the book of Acts. So I asked the Lord again, okay, Lord. And so as I was sitting here, I looked at ACT, and I just took those acronyms for ACT. And I said, now, what could this be ACT? What could this be talking about? So today I'm going to use that as a subtopic. But we're talking, our destiny focus for this week will be the Acts of the Apostles. And we're going to start at the very first chapter. We can't go to the middle of the book. We can't go to the end of the book. We got to go to the very beginning. So when I look at the acronym, I kept looking at ACT. And the Spirit spoke and said, ACT, accepting Christ today. So that is our acronym for today, ACT. I didn't have anything for ACT, for that S, because we're talking about the Acts of the Apostles. But when I looked at ACT, it came in my spirit, and I wasn't thinking like that. And the Lord said, accepting Christ today, or accept Christ today. I don't know where I put the ING, but accept Christ today. You know the Bible says, today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Well, today is your day. This is the day that we have to accept Christ. Tomorrow isn't promised to us. So as I began to look, Evangelist Kinnaman, I went to, hallelujah, I went to the word ACT. And as I began to look at that word and get the definition for that word, it says, first, anything done, being done, or to be done. It says a deed. It also says performance. It also says the process of doing. And it also can be an instrument, a document, stating something done or transacted. Ah, it also says to exert energy, a force, to do something, to reach, to make, to issue a decision, to operate a function in a particular way. It also says to produce an effect, to behave or conduct oneself in a particular fashion. So we're talking about acts. We're talking about doing something. And when you go to the book of Acts, you'll see that the apostles, they were busy. They were doing something. They were performing. Hey, hallelujah. They were doing some deeds. They had some tools that they used. Amen. They made decisions. They could not say, Jesus, come, where are you? Because Jesus had ascended. Amen. So they had to make some decisions, some quality decisions. And that's what we're talking about. We're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about acting. We're going to talk about the process of doing. Hey, act means you have to be busy. That means you have to work. You can't act upon something and don't exert any energy. It says exert energy or force. You know, the Bible says the kingdom of God suffereth violence, but the violent have to take it by force. Hallelujah. We have to reach out. We have to produce something. Amen. So we're going to start today, and I'm going to let Evangelist Kinnaman come on in here too, but we're going to start today. First of all, we want to just tell you a little something about the book of Acts. You know, they have given the writing of this book to the physician Luke. Amen? They said Luke wrote the book of Luke, and he also wrote the book of Acts. Amen? So these two books are really somewhat in comparison with one another. Amen? So when we get into the book of Acts, we're talking about the power of the church, and that's what the apostles did. They exercised their power and their authority that Jesus Christ had given them. So we're talking about the power of the church. You go into these churches today, these buildings, I won't say the church, because the church of God is alive. The church of God is thriving. The church of God is prospering. The church of God is standing. The church of God is holy. It's pure. Amen? So when we begin to talk about the book of Acts, we're talking about the power that was in the church. We're also talking about the progress of the church. But that is as far as we can go today, because we may not can cover but maybe one chapter today. But you know what the Lord told me? He said, I want you to talk about the Acts of the Apostles. And sometimes we won't rush things. We don't want to wait. And sometimes you feel like you're going to bore people. You know, but this ain't about boring folks. This is about doing what God has impressed upon you to do. And if God has impressed upon you to do a certain thing, then guess what? Folks may be bored, but the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. So when the Spirit of God is present, guess what? You don't have no room to get bored. You don't have no space for boredom. Hey, and I don't know about you, but guess what? When this word began to activate in my spirit, I become another person. Because you're crossing from the natural realm and you're going on to the spiritual realm. Hey, you can't talk to God for long in the natural. When you begin to talk to God in the natural, when you really are communicating with God, guess what? There's a presence that takes you over. Hallelujah. Takes you over and you find yourself in another place. You're no longer in the home or in the seat that you're sitting in. You're in the presence of God. Amen. You're in the presence of God. So we're talking about the Acts of the Apostle. Now, what is an apostle? You know, because we got many folks calling themselves apostle today. Okay? But my Bible tells me, and I know we're going to have some controversies during this particular topic. Amen. And I'm not trying to discredit anybody, and I'm not trying to embarrass or humiliate or dishonor anybody that's walking in that office. But my Bible tells me that Jesus chose 12 apostles. And the last one was Paul. Yeah. And Paul said, I've seen him last. So the apostles walked with Jesus. I mean, we're walking with Jesus today, but we're walking with him in the spirit. But the apostles walked with him in the physical and in the spiritual. Amen. So apostle. The dictionary said, any of the early followers of Jesus who carried the Christian message into the world. Then it went a little bit further and named them. Any of Evangelist Kinnaman, any of the original 12 disciples called by Jesus to preach the gospel. Simon Peter, the brothers James and John, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, Judas Iscariot. Amen. Then it said the title of a highest ecclesiastical official in certain Protestant sects. So the highest order. Now, the first are the best known Christian missionary in any region or country. That's what I got in my notes for an apostle. Amen. So they want to ask the question today, are there any modern apostles? Are there any really modern apostles? Well, I try to stay away from that, but I can't, and no one can discredit this Bible. Jesus chose 12, and Paul was one born out of due time. Amen? Y'all ain't going to like me today, and you may not like us for the rest of the entirety of this series. See, we're talking about the Acts of the Apostles. Did any of you walk with Jesus? In the physical sense. Have any of you seen him at any time? Were you there to witness the death and the burial of the resurrection of Jesus? We witness it because of our faith. We witness it because of our belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. We witness it because we have been buried. We have been covered in his blood. But none of us actually walked the streets of Jerusalem with Jesus. None of us, hallelujah, went to that tomb when the women went and found Jesus. I found him out of the tomb. He was gone and it's cold. None of us experienced that. Did we not? Oh, my God. We are experiencing Jesus by the faith that we profess to have in him. He said, when we see him, we shall be like him. We have not made it yet. None of us walked with the apostles that Jesus called. He chose them. He didn't call them. He called them and he chose them. I'll say that. Because he did beg to them and said, come follow me. That's a call. When you say come, you're calling somebody. Amen. So I tell you, I'm going to have some folks going to be angry, but don't get angry with me. Get angry with God because I didn't even want to do this. But the Lord said, I want you to go to the book of Acts, and I want you to talk about the Acts of the Apostles. The Acts of the Apostles. We're talking about those that walk with Jesus. We're not talking about these modern-day apostles. We're not talking about these apostles that men are elevating and putting them in place. I'm talking about the early followers. I'm talking about the names I just called that said they followed Jesus. So we're talking about the power of the church today, the progress of the church. You know, some want the crown, but nobody want to bear the crosses. But I'm here to tell you today, if there's no cross, no crown. Hey, how Hallelujah. We want the glory, but we don't want to suffer. We want the glory, but we don't want to obey. We want the glory, but we want to compromise this gospel. We want to water it down, because guess what? We trying to draw in folks. We ain't drawing souls. We drawing folks. And when you draw folks, you ain't got nothing but a mess. I say that ain't got nothing but a mess. But when you draw souls, those that have a broken heart, those that have a contrite spirit, when you draw souls in, hallelujah, you'll see the difference in your church. You'll see the difference in your life. Hallelujah. You'll see a difference. Hallelujah, because you can't serve God. You can't serve God with a sincere heart and there's no fruit. You can't serve God with a sincere heart and there are no signs. It said these signs shall follow them that believe. We're going to see what followed the apostles. We're talking about the apostles that Jesus told. Hey, hear no, no more, Tanya. Hallelujah. Lord, I have to follow this pipe. I don't care who get angry with me, because mama didn't save me. My sister on the line didn't save me. None of my children saved me. My grandparents didn't save me. Hallelujah. But one day, my heart was pricked. One day, I got tired of my mess, and I gave my life to the Lord, and the Lord changed me. He taught me what I know. Yes, I sat up under Bishop Winston Singleton. Hallelujah. Didn't know nothing about holiness. Didn't know nothing about no speaking in tongues. Oh, but one day, let me tell you today. See, people, when people elevate you, they are going to control you. That's the whole order. I'm going to elevate you to bishop. Well, don't let me go there, because the Bible says, hey, a bishop is the husband of one wife. Hallelujah. But hey, we got females that are bishops today, and I said that, and I don't care who like it. I'm talking about this Bible. Guess what? If it's not biblical, I'm not going to subscribe to it. If it's not biblical, I'm not going to let it come out of my mouth. If it's not biblical, I'm not going to walk in it. And I'm not going to respect you in it, because my Bible tells me something different than what I see going on in the land today and what I see going on in these buildings. I won't say the church, because the church is holy. The church is pure, and the church is sincere. So let's read a little bit today. We're not God. We might be on this to the end of this year. If the Lord spare my life, hallelujah, we might be in this book of Acts to the end of the year, Sister Shaw. Tell you no more, Shaw. Evangelist Kinnaman, you can't just glance through this. You just can't skip through this. You can't skip through the Acts of the Apostles. You can't skip through the book of Acts. We're talking about except. We're using an acronym. I'm using that today because I'm the speaker. Except Christ today. Act. A-C-T. Act. Okay. So let's go to the first chapter. We starting at the very beginning. And then I'm going to let Evangelist Kinnaman come in a little bit and even Sister Shaw. Amen. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus. And this is Luke talking. And we see seeing that he's talking to one of the saints. Amen. Of all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Shall I read that again? The former treatise, this is a new agreement, this is a new government, a new covenant, the former one, we're going to do away with that, but here's a new covenant. I have made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day, he said, until the day in which he was taken up. When Jesus ascended, After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Ah, glory to God. Verse 3 says, to whom also he showed himself alive. This was Jesus appearing to him after he was resurrected. He said, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, said he, have heard of me. Hallelujah. So Jesus was telling them, they were already commanded. They were commanded to wait on the promise, which he said, you have heard of me. Verse 5 says, for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. How many telling them, telling the saints, how many telling souls they need the Holy Ghost? Not many days hence. Now let's go a little further. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? The kingdom to Israel. That's what the disciples was asking. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father had put in his own power. So Jesus said, I don't even know. But the Father, he has this power. He's the only one have this knowledge. Hey, when we're going to be restored, only God knows when he's coming back. We don't know. The Bible says he's coming as a thief in the night, and no man knoweth the hour of the day. Let's go a little bit further. Verse 8 says, but ye shall, Jesus is telling them, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Listen at this. This is the commission. Jesus is saying, you're going to receive power after you get the Holy Ghost. Some people say they can live right, Evangelist Kinnaman, without the power of the Holy Ghost. It's impossible. You may have some good morals. You may obey some things, but you can't live holy without the Holy Ghost. You can do a few things right. But this scripture here said you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then you're going to go out and be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Verse 9 says, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. Hallelujah. He was taken up. That's when he ascended. And a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Two angels stood by them looking up, which also said to them, ye men of Galilee, the angel said to the disciples looking up, saying, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? Say, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then return they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James. Listen, at all of these disciples was there in the upper room. They say abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued, listen people, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brother. So some folks say it wasn't for Jesus' mother. Well, I beg to differ with you. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was with them in the upper room. The promise was made in all of them that walked with Jesus, all of them that was in the upper room. They saw the miracles that Jesus did. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I'm back on the line. It kicked me off, but that's okay. I'm still here. Amen, amen, amen. So where were we? I'm going on. I bind those ignorances. I bind all of the distractions on the day. But this word is going forward. We're talking about the act of the apostle. Except Christ today. Amen. The enemy don't want nobody accepting today. But we're going forth in Jesus' mighty name. Where were we? Hey, hallelujah. We were at where these all continued. Let me go back to verse 13. It says, and when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. We talked about the benefits of fasting and prayer. And listen, with the women were there, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. See, none of us are exempt from this power. If you want to live right, you need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the power. You can't live right, as I said earlier. You can't walk right. You can't petition God like you should without this power. He already told us when you, but you shall receive power. When? After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Don't let nobody tell you that that was for them in the Old Testament. This is the New Testament. We're living in the grace of this. We're living in the dispensation of grace. Jesus Christ, no man can live the law. We have to be obedient. We have to obey God. But you can't live the law. If you were able to live the law, then guess what? God would have never designed for Adam to fail. It was already designated that he was going to fail. God already wrote this script. Before the script was even played out, God wrote the script. Do we not know that God is omniscient? He knows everything. He's omnipotent, he's omnipresent, he knows everything, he sees everything, and he is everywhere. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody fool you. We can't hide from God. Look at Adam. He was in the garden. He hid himself when he heard the Lord calling him. Glory to God. Nothing is hid from God. The Lord asked, where are you, Adam? He knew where he was. The script has already been written. God knows what the end is going to be. He knew the end before when he designed the beginning. Don't be fooled. Don't be hoodwinked. Don't be bamboozled. This script was already written. All we have to do is follow the script. Hey, we don't have to rewrite the script. You need the Holy Ghost. Listen to this. Did you hear all of those apostles that was in the upper room? waiting on the Spirit, waiting on the Holy Ghost, waiting on the Comforter, Mother the Mary of Jesus, she needed it. We all need the Holy Ghost, people, but nobody's teaching it. Now, nobody's preaching it. They're telling you to name it and claim it. They're telling you the Lord knows your heart. Oh, yeah, God knows our heart, and God is a forgiving God. Oh, but I'm reminded of the scripture where he said, my spirit will not always strive with man. Huh? There's going to come a time when God's spirit will no longer strive with you. He said, the day you hear my voice, accept Christ today. We're talking about acting today. We're talking about the acts of the apostles, and this is our destiny focus. Ain't no telling how long we're going to be on this stuff. Ah, because there's 28 chapters in the book of Acts, and these were some powerful apostles. We're talking about Peter. We're talking about Paul. And there are a few mentions about John. Hallelujah. We're talking about Paul. We're talking about Silas. We're talking about Barnabas. We're talking about Cornelius. There's so many characters in the book of Acts. And you know what they were doing? They were working. We already gave the definition for those of you that's tuning in later on the book of Acts. We're talking about working, exerting some energy. We're talking about performance. We're talking about doing. See, we won't talk it with our lips, but we ain't ready to get in the trenches. We ain't ready to go down the city hall. We ain't ready to go to the White House and stand on the steps and proclaim our rights. We're not ready. Soon as somebody said, oh, the gays should have the same rights as the Lord has already destined for a male and female. Which one of us going down there and challenge that? I'm talking to you Christians today. Are any of you all going to go down and challenge that? Well, I'll challenge it. I still say marriage is, the Bible said marriage is honorable in the bed undefiled. He didn't take another man out of Adam's rib. He took a woman. I don't bash nobody, and I don't disrespect nobody. But guess what? I'm going to stand on what I believe. Hey, for God I live, and for God I'll die. Hallelujah. If you didn't kill me when I was on your territory, guess what? You can't kill me now because I'm standing on holy ground. I'm standing on holy ground. I don't know about you, but I'm standing on holy ground. And if you're standing on holy ground, then guess what? You got to stand. You have a saying, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Hey, well, today I challenge you to accept Christ today. Today I challenge you to stand on this word from Genesis to Revelation. Every word that God inspired, holy men to write, God will uphold it. Hallelujah. This is the declaration. This is the only declaration that you should make. I'm a firm God, so I'm going to take your testimony and say, don't you slay me, yet will I trust you. Don't you slay me, yet will I serve you. We're serving a living God. We're serving a God that can't fail. We're serving a God that can't lie. We're serving a God that won't prostitute us. We're serving a God that won't dishonor us. We're serving a God that won't discredit us. We're serving a God that'll get in the fire with us. We're serving a God that'll put food on our table. We're serving a God that'll do the impossible. We're serving a God that'll do anything that we could fall more than we can ask to think. Exceedingly, abundantly. That's the kind of God we're serving. A God of abundance. A God of righteousness. A God of holiness. A God that is pure. He ain't contaminated. You can't contaminate this blood. I'm reminded of those that go in for blood transfusion. Hey, hallelujah. We trust that this transfusion is going to help us live a little bit longer. But let me tell you something, people of God. Let me tell you something. when you go to have this blood transfusion, you don't know what kind of blood they're infusing in here. Oh, but when you're covered by the blood of Jesus is pure. The blood of Jesus is not contaminated. The blood of Jesus will take you into places that you can't go in. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, we're serving a God that's able to act on our behalf. A God that don't slumber nor sleep. A God that will remember when others forget. Hey, when you don't do what these folks tell you to do, when they're ordained and they're consecrated, those are the same folks will take that little piece of paper from you, take that title away from you. Oh, but I tell you, notice on today, I've been bought with a price. I've been bought with the blood of the Lamb. Hey, ain't nobody exalted me. Ain't nobody elevating me. I've been elevated in Christ Jesus. The day I accepted him as my Lord and Savior, his blood covered me. He put a hedge about me and my family. Oh, you're going to ask Sister Adrian, well, why did you suffer the tragedies that you suffered? Well, you have to ask the Lord about it. I don't know why I lost the daughter to murder. I don't know why I lost the son. Hallelujah, who murdered someone. I don't have the answer for it. I don't know why God told me to raise my daughter's four children and a niece. I don't know why he allowed my sister to still be in prison for 20 years. I don't know why he brought me out of the streets of New Orleans before Katrina came. I don't know why. He sent me where he sent me. I don't know why, but I can tell you this. Hey, hallelujah, that the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it has never and will never lose its power. It'll never lose its power because it reaches to the highest mountain and it goes to the lowest valley. I'm telling you about this God today. I'm telling you about accepting Christ today. I'm telling you about act today. Hey, act today. We on a 21-day fast. Hallelujah. And the enemy is busy. Don't think when you undertake, when you begin to say, Lord, I'm going to push back this place. When you begin to say, Lord, I'm going to spend some time with you. When you begin to say, Lord, I'm going to get in this word and I'm going to study it for myself. Hallelujah. The enemy is busy. He's all around. He don't want you to succeed. He don't want you to be happy. He don't want you to prosper in the things of God. I got a little chapter, but I'm serving you notice today. We're talking about the act of the apostle. We're talking about acting on what you need to act upon today. Don't wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow ain't promised. Put your sword down. Put your backbiting down. Put your discord sewing down. Put your lying down. Put your whoremongering down. Yes, that's what I say. Put it down. And take on. Take on the full on of God. How am I going to do that, Sister Adrian? Hallelujah. But first of all, you got to repent. Hey, God, you got to tell the Lord, Lord, forgive me. I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm a wretch. Oh, but if you have mercy on me, God, give me another opportunity. Give me another chance, Lord, and I'll serve you. Don't make a vow to the Lord and do not honor it. Don't make a vow to the Lord and fail to honor it. Because you don't have to make a vow. All you got to do is confess the Lord Jesus Christ. But then you got to go a little bit further. You see, people not, it almost chopped out. Let me tell y'all something today. They're not telling you. They're not giving you the formula. Hallelujah. They're giving you a watered-down version. They're giving you a little something. Hey, but honey, if you're going to follow Jesus, if you're going to be a
to be a man of the book of Acts, then you got to get the whole package. Hey, glory to God. We can't get into it all with me. Ah, hallelujah, but I'm reminded that, hey, God, if they say sometimes, oh, that I'm going to back to get all my stuff. I'm going back and take what the enemy took from me. But let me serve you notice today. Hallelujah. Jesus gave Peter the keys to the kingdom. Hallelujah. He said, Peter, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Peter, feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Hallelujah. You better know who you're serving today. You need the full package. And I don't care who don't like it. I don't care who say what they say. This word is infallible. This word is infallible, Apostle Hill. The word of God is going to stand when nothing else stands. You need to repent. Yes, confess the Lord Jesus Christ. But, baby, you need to be baptized in the name of Jesus. You need to be filled with this Holy Ghost power. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. You can't live right. You can't stop learning. You can't stop lying. You can't stop robbing God. You can't stop doing that without the power. There's power in the word. There's power in the blood of Jesus. It's not contaminated. But God will give you a transfusion. And that transfusion, you don't have to worry about it being filtered through no machine. This transfusion that the Lord is going to give you, this blood is going to go into every area of your life. This blood will keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. The enemy thought he had me when my daughter was murdered. But I stand connected. And I'm telling you the same thing. You got to stay connected. You got to accept Christ today. That's what that means. That means to do something. Accept him today. He thought he had me. Hey, how you the most chapter? Oh, God, I thought I was going to live the fabulous life. And I'm still living fabulous. Had to raise those four children by myself. Then I was raising my sister's daughter. Been gone 20 years. Had five children. Hallelujah. God took one by the grave, and the other one went to prison. But he gave me five more. And he said, Adrian, I'm allowing you to get it right this time. Hallelujah. Where you failed with your two, I'm giving you double. You're no more sire. And this time, you won't fail me. You won't pass this test. I seen three of my granddaughters, two granddaughters, and my niece is the oldest. They all graduated from high school. Didn't have no babies. Hey, I got one more. My last granddaughter will graduate, if the Lord's will, in May. Hey, ain't got no babies. And then I got my grandson. He'll be 16 years old. He's the last one. Hey, don't tell me that this blood won't keep you. Don't tell me that this blood won't cover you. Don't tell me this blood won't renew your mind. Hallelujah. Tell me, thank you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God. Present your body. You got to give all of you to God. He's not looking for some of you. He's not looking for part of you. God says all or nothing. You know how we have these slaves? For nothing. Well, that's what the Lord is saying today. Nothing. He said, I want you to act. I want you to act today. This is your day for salvation. This is your day for freedom. This is your day to be high and lifted up. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. I'm reminded of the prophet Isaiah. Hallelujah. How he said, in the year, I saw a king of Zion, in the year, king of Zion. to be able to move. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you that God will never fail. He said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. That's what Isaiah said. He said, and he saw God's train and it filled the temple. Well, I'm here to tell you today, that's the same God. He's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. He don't change doors. He don't change listeners. To those of you that was on the broadcast, those that were in chat room today, we thank you for tuning in. Oh, but I'm talking about the Acts today. We're in the book of the book of the apostles. We're talking about the Acts of the apostles. Oh, Jesus, I love you today. I'm telling you, people of God, if you want to be free, if you want to get the mind of Christ, you got to accept him today. Accept Christ today. He'll make it all right. I'm not telling you that you won't go through nothing. I'm not telling you that you won't cry. I'm not telling you that you won't have some good days and some bad days. I'm not telling you that things is going to be everything that you would expect them to be. Oh, but I can tell you this. If you put your trust in the Lord, God, I bless you today. If you put your trust in the Lord, I'm a witness that he'll bring you through. And when he brings you through, God will bring you through with colors. He'll bring you through with rejoicing in his spirit. He'll bring you through with a praise in your heart. He'll bring you through with some tears on the inside. Not jeers, but cheers. Hallelujah. He'll teach you how to live right. Hallelujah. He'll teach you how to love on him. Hallelujah. He'll teach you how to pray. He'll teach you how to fast. He'll teach you how to long suffer with somebody. He'll teach you how to endure. He'll teach you how to have patience. He'll teach you how to be meek and humble. Oh, God, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Who wouldn't serve a God like this? I'm here to tell you today, people of God. Lord, the Lord told me to do this today. I played it by ear. I said, Lord, this is a holiday. Folks are watching the inauguration. Some are at the Martin Luther King Jr. parade. I don't know who's going to be on the line. The Lord said, that's all right. Whoever's on there, you tell them what just say the Lord. I'm talking about the Acts of the Apostles, not this modern day apostle. I'm not the modern day apostle. I'm talking about the apostles that was with Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the 12 that Jesus chose. And I'm talking about the one that was born out of due time, and that was the apostle Paul. Paul said, I've seen him last. He told Peter, I've seen him last. So guess what? I had the last conversation with him. Can you say that today? Can you say this is going to be the last conversation I'm going to have about my salvation today? This is going to be the last conversation I'm going to have about getting my life together. Now, let me tell you something. It ain't going to happen overnight. It ain't going to happen overnight. This is a process. Anything good you want out of life, it's a process. There is a process. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you cannot drink out an empty cup. If the cup is empty, there's nothing for you to drink. You got to start filling the cup up. So come to God today. Come to Jesus today. Act. That's the acronym we use in the day. Act. A means accept. C means Christ. And T means today. Accept Christ today. Act upon him today. And I'm here to tell you, if you come as an empty vessel, come as an empty cup, and let the Lord fill you up. Hallelujah. You're not going to be filled up to the brim every day. No, it's a process. But allow the Lord to start pouring in you. the Lord start pouring in you, higher than the Most High. He gonna pour on you. He gonna pour on you. Higher than the Most High. Rain on us, Paul Martin said. Rain on us, higher than the Most High. Rain on us today, Lord God. But you gotta come with an open mind. You gotta come with an open heart. You gotta come saying, Lord, I need a filling up. Ah, and those of you that have the Holy Ghost and it's been lying dormant in you, let me encourage you today. Don't let it lay dormant. Let me tell you something about the Holy Ghost. Ah, oh God, I got to go. The Holy Ghost is filled. The Holy Ghost is filled. What you mean, Sister Davis? It's filled in you until the day of redemption. The Holy Ghost is filled. Let me tell you, the Lord is not an Indian giver. He don't give you something and take it back. But you don't want Shaya. The Lord don't give you something and take it back. He say you sealed, the Holy Ghost is sealed until the day of redemption. Ephesians 4 and 30. Let's turn there right quick. Ah, then I'm gonna let y'all go. Ephesians 4 and 30. See, you gotta we gotta do documentation. Because, you know, we unbelievers. We don't believe. We don't believe. But turn. Turn to Ephesians, and the Lord showed me this right now. Turn to Ephesians 4 and 30. And it says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. So that lets you know. You may not activate anything in you. You may not even want to, you may not even listen now to that small voice, but it's still there. It just needs to be reactivated. It needs to be re-energized. It needs to be re-enlightened. Amen. It needs to be it needs to be enriched again. You know, when you put re in front of a word, what does that mean? That means to do over. That means you got to do it again. Re. Anytime you see the word re, that's a prefix. And it means to do again. Do it over. So go back and do your first work, darling. Ah, God ain't through with you yet. Hey, Evangelist Kinnaman dropped off. You might have thought the program ended, but it did not end. I know the enemy would have liked for it to end. But it did not end. It's still on. Live and in living color. Amen. Live and in living color. So I'm here to tell you today. I did not preach this message to offend anyone. I'm speaking under the inspiration of God. And I'm using the Bible. The Bible is my God. The Bible is my manual. This is my life application. The King James Version, mind you. I don't have nothing against the New International Version or the New King James Version or none of the other translations. But I found the King James Version worked best for my life. I came in under the King James Version, so I came deviate from it. No, I can't go against it, baby. Can't do that. So I just wanted to encourage you all on today. And I tell you, we're going to be in the book of Acts. And I don't know how long the Lord don't stay in this book, because we didn't even get to the second chapter today. We only got to the first chapter. That was as far as we could get today. We got to the first chapter, and I'm going to mark where I stopped at. And we're going to continue this. I don't know who will be speaking for us on this week. We stopped at verse 14, chapter 1. Remember that. Mark that down from the dawn. I'm marking it down too. Chapter 1, verse 14 is where we stopped.
So we're going to pick up on tomorrow. I don't know who's going to be speaking this week, but I will be lining up some speakers. We're talking about the Acts of the Apostles. So we'll begin at chapter 1, verse 15 on tomorrow. We're going to walk through this book of Acts. Ain't nobody going to be angry but the enemy. Nobody but him. But I'm so glad we know who we are. So we ain't intimidated. We're not intimidated at all. We're looking for the Lord to do some great and mighty things as we teach on the Acts of the Apostles. So I encourage you to tune in. Again, we stopped at Acts chapter 1, verse 14. That was the furthest we could go. Amen. But by way of announcements, we just want to let you know that we are going to be, we're going to be at Christ Temple Redeeming Center on this week, supporting our pastor, Dr. Kenneth E. Berkley, in his Miracle Prayer and Faith Conference. Amen. And that will be held at 2281 East Main Street in the city of Stockton, California. Again, that's Christ Redeeming Center, 2281 East Main Street, Stockton, California. The zip is 95205. You have until tomorrow to register. Registration in advance is $25. And at the door is $35. So if you want to register in advance, you can do that. I tell you, you don't want to miss this conference. If you need a miracle, if you need to increase your faith, and if you need to learn how to pray, you need to be here in this conference. Amen. God, I am a witness that God will truly bless you. Now, the morning sessions will be at 10 o'clock a.m. Wednesday through Friday, and the evening service is at 7 o'clock. Now, the evening service is open and free to the public. So, and Dr. Burford said, don't let money be an excuse for coming and getting your miracle. Don't let money be an excuse for you coming to increase your faith. Don't let money keep you from a prayer being answered on your behalf. Amen. Amen. So we love you. We appreciate you. We'll be on the line tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 3 o'clock Central Time and 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Amen. We love you with the love of God. We ask you to continue to remember each and every one of our leaders on this line, our evangelists, our ministers, our prophets and prophetess, bishops, apostles, all of them. Remember them in your prayer. Continue to pray for the president of this nation. Hallelujah, President Barack Obama. Amen. I'm going to close out with the word of prayer, and then we'll be closing out with a song. I believe we're going to close out with the Soul Stirrers and featuring Marvin Winans. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to come on this broadcast today. Lord, we know this was a holiday for some. I'm celebrating the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and also the inauguration of our President Barack Obama on today. Lord God, we're asking you to continue to uplift him, Lord God. Give him wisdom, Lord God. Keep him with a vision for this nation. In the name of Jesus, remember his wife and his children, Lord God. Remember even all those that he signed on to be elevated into different offices in his cabinet, Lord God. Remember my sister, Danielle, on this morning. Lord, I'm claiming a release for this afternoon. I'm claiming 2013 as the year release
for my sister. I'm claiming even the release for my son, Lord God. I'm asking you to touch his mind, God. Give him a new mind this year, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Remember my sister Dawn. Remember Dawn and Nadia. Remember her grandchildren, Lord God. Even Miss Archie, remember her. Hey, remember Cynthia and Wanda, T and all. And remember all of them, Lord God. Remember my mother in a special way, Lord God. Continue to regulate that sugar, Lord God. Cover with your blood, God. Remember my grandchildren, name by name and one by one. Remember Bentley and Caden, Lord God, on today, God. Remember Nina, Rayel, Dariel, and Kevyel. Remember Glenisha and her husband, Michael, God. Oh, remember the saints of God all over this land. Remember Mother Williams and Elder Williams, Dr. Walker, God. Oh, remember Prophet Cheryl Harrison and Bishop Eddie Harrison. Hallelujah. Remember their children, Lord God. Remember Minister Spates on today, God. Remember all the bishops that come on the line, Bishop Alfred Singleton, Bishop Winston Singleton. Thank you, Lord God, and bless them for having a birthday on yesterday, God. Remember Dr. Winston Singleton, Lord God. Oh, remember Miss Adrian here with us. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. Remember Coach Singleton, my grandson's coach even on today. Thank you for him coming into his life. Thank you for him loving on him, Lord God, and teaching him and being that mentor that he needs, being that male figure that he needs in his life. Lord, we praise you. We'll magnify you and glorify you. Oh, Lord God, now dismiss us off this line, God, but never from your presence, Lord God. Remember First Lady Carol, Sister Ruby. Remember Evangelist Joshua, Evangelist Lucilla, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, in a special way, even Evangelist Kimmel, God, Evangelist Doris and Evangelist Kalu, and all those that have been so supportive of this ministry, Lord God. We praise you and we bless you and we give you the glory. Remember Pastor Caridia Singleton, God. Remember our mother, Peggy Singleton. Remember Preston, Lord God. Oh, God, remember Marie and Kathy and Elizabeth, Lord God. Remember Dee Dee and Shabu. All of them, Lord God. Remember the Singleton family, the gospel group, my family, Lord God. Remember Bishop Alfred Singleton and his wife. Remember Sister Marcia Moore and her husband, God. All my friends in the gospel. Remember Evangelist Myers, God. Mona, God. Oh, God, remember Bishop Leo Lewis, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, cast the jacket. McLemore, Lord God. Remember my cousin Doty, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bless our ministry, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bring in finances, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, remember all my brothers, Andrew and Ella and Vern and Perry. Remember my sister-in-law, Juanita, God. Remember my sister, Sharita, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, all my nieces and nephews. Remember Andrea, Lord God, and bless our magazine, FreshOnMag.com. Oh, remember, God, we thank you. We praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'd like all of you all to go and visit my niece's website. She's going to be launching an online magazine called FreshOil.mag. Amen. FreshOilMag.com. I'm sorry. It's called Fresh Oil, FreshOilMag.com. She's launching an online magazine geared for the young, but she said she's not leaving out the old, so I thank God I won't be left out. Amen. So God bless you. We love you with the love of God. Amen. Dawn, did you have any comments or remarks?
No, thank you for the word today, Adrian, and thank you for blessing me and my family. Thank you for blessing my sister and my grandchildren and my and your nieces and nephew. I thank you for everything. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you.
Everybody's on the line. Bless them, too. Thank
Amen.
You for praying.
Amen. Well, everybody dropped off, only you and me. So it's a holiday. I understand. I ain't mad. Ain't nobody mad but the devil, because guess what? I was going to be on here regardless. Amen.
Well, that's right. That's all that matters.
That's right. Live what the Lord has required of me, and I'm done. So I'm going to go and rest my nerve and get
that was
my Bible and study a little bit. So you all today?
It was in the car. Oh,
you in the car? All right, well, God bless you. Tell y'all that I love him.
Y'all, I don't know where he is. Pray for him, that's
all. All right, well, we're going to close out with this song. God bless you all. It's all God. This is by the Soul Stirrers featuring Marvin Wyland. Okay. They're not letting me play a song today. I don't know what's going on with that. Oh.
Bible says in Psalm 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say,
It's all God.
Everything going on in my life, and it's all God. Had a few hills to climb.
Oh, better.
And I really do.